At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The NHL draft has finally come to an end. After two very, 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 very long days, the NHL draft has come to a conclusion, and that means it is time for us to draft our winners from this year's NHL draft. And you want to watch the losers video, you can click that in the description right now for the negativity, but you are here for the positivity, and I think the positivity starts with the team that selected first overall, so they get to go first here. The New York Islanders are, I think, the huge winners coming out of this weekend. They got Matthew Schaefer first overall, and it adds to this young core that they're building in New York. The NHL had this graphic here that details their young core. Matthew Schaefer, Callum Ritchie, Cole Yzerman, Victor Eklund, Kashawn Aitchison, and Danny Nelson. And now, these picks didn't all come from this weekend. The Callum Ritchie there on the board is from the Brock Nelson trade. Danny Nelson is a 2023 draft pick. Cole Yzerman is a 2024 draft pick. He's playing at BU right now. And then the rest, they came from this weekend. Actually, all three of those other players came from Friday. But it adds to the overall narrative around the New York Islanders that they're coming out of this weekend young and more talented as an organization as a whole, ready to win in the long term. This is a team that over the last couple of years has been floundering in the middle spaces. They went to a couple conference finals and then they've kind of trailed off and they've been around the 8th seed the last couple of years. But now they need a whole overhaul. And this is how you do it, by getting these players in. Eklund and Aitchison are only here because of the Noah Dobson trade that happened technically during the draft, because Gary Bettman wanted to announce it during the draft, so they held off for that trade to happen during the draft. But doing that on Friday and getting those two picks from Montreal restarts their franchise in such an important way. So it was Dobson to Montreal for Emil Heinemann, the first round pick, and the first round pick from Montreal, and they used those two picks to get Aitchison and Eklund. Eklund, who was falling down the list and fell to them, thankfully for the Islanders, at that position. And Aitchison, who looks like an absolute stud of a defenseman. No one in the draft is as a big hitter as Aitchison. They got a ruthless defenseman on the back end. I think the Islanders are coming out of this thing as primed and ready for a retool, rebuild, whatever you want to call it. And they're building such a strong core that's going to make them competitive 4 years to come once they all mature to the NHL level. So at number one there, I have the New York Islanders. And at number two, I'm just going to throw in the Montreal Canadiens, the second part of that Noah Dobson trade, the team that acquired Noah Dobson, because the Montreal Canadiens have been looking for that position in their lineup for some time now. That is exactly what they needed on D. They have Matheson and now Dobson. This is what Puck Pete has on their lineup: Matheson, Dobson, Gooley, Hudson, Jack Eye, Carrier. It probably won't end up like that. Jack Eye probably won't make the lineup. I know a lot of Montreal Canadian fans will be happy to hear that Jack Eye wouldn't be in the opening day lineup unless it's to beat somebody's face in. That's kind of the only thing Jack Eye's been great at so far. Noah Dobson, he plays the most difficult position to acquire in the NHL. Young, right-handed defenseman. It should be impossible to acquire a young first-pairing right-handed defenseman. That's what the Montreal Canadiens did. That's excellent. They've accumulated assets throughout the years of their rebuild, and they've turned that into the hardest thing to find in hockey. Acquiring Noah Dobson has to make the Montreal Canadiens one of the winners coming out of today, because it makes the roster a whole lot better, and all you're trying to do with picks is find somebody like Noah Dobson. Why not just go out and get the Noah Dobson, because that human being is available to you for draft picks. So I credit the Montreal Canadiens and Kent Hughes for making a bold move, and I think this deal is going to work out splendidly for them. So they are my number two winner. At number three, we have the team that I think exemplifies what this 2025 draft has been all about. And to me, in my eyes, this draft is entirely about size. Size and a little bit of skill, but mainly size. And the Philadelphia Flyers went out and got Porter Matone at number 6. They got Jack Nesbitt at number 12. And then they got a whole bunch of big guys. This was from Flyers Nation, who just outlined what the Flyers got through the first two rounds of the draft. Porter Matone is 6'3", 205, right winger with skill and size. Nesbitt, 6'5", 185. Hopefully the center that the Flyers need for the future. They've been so light down the middle for so many years now. They need a dynamic center. If Nesbitt fills out a little bit more, he's 185, but that 6'5 is what's important. If he fills out, that's exactly what the Flyers need. Then they got Carter Omeko, who's 6'6", a defenseman. Jack Mertag, who's a forward, 6'1", 198. Shane Van Sagy, who's a right winger, 6'2", 216, right winger. And then Matthew Gard, who's 6'4", 192. These are the people the Flyers got through the first two rounds of the draft. 6'3", 6'5", 6'6", 6'1", 6'2", 6'4". They want big forwards. And I think that is an excellent thing to do if you are building the Philadelphia Flyers. You are building a tough, giant team. Excellent work by Mr. Briere to get exactly what the Flyers need. Last and number 4 on this list is the Boston Bruins for drafting James Higgins. I think there is a big chance that James Higgins comes out as the best forward in this entire draft class. If he develops as a center in the NHL, he's going to be a center for a long time on the Boston Bruins. I think his size made him underrated in this draft. He's only 5'10", 185, but he has more skill than I think a lot of players in this draft. His World Juniors were ridiculous when he had 22 points in 7 games. He's been so successful at Boston College, 37 points in 37 games. James Higgins, like I said, could wind up as the best forward in this draft. And the Boston Bruins got him at 7. Throughout the year, Higgins kind of fluctuated throughout the rankings of the top 10. He was a top 3 pick for a little bit there, then a top 5 pick, and that's kind of where everybody thought he would land. And then he kept falling a little bit, and the Boston Bruins swooped in there and got him at 7. I think that 7 is tremendous value for a player who has as high of a ceiling as Higgins, and his ceiling to me is the moon. Like, there is no ceiling for this player. So I think the Boston Bruins have to be a big winner in this thing, because they did not go into this last season looking to rebuild. This was a team who entered the season as a playoff team. I had the Boston Bruins penciled in, I think, to win the Atlantic Division, and they completely fell off the map. The season did not go their way at all. They sold off everything they could sell off, and they end a miserable year with James Higgins. And that is one hell of a prize for a season when you weren't supposed to be tanking, but somehow you tanked so well, you got the 7th overall pick, and that 7th overall pick might be the best forward in this draft. I think the Boston Bruins are a huge winner for how this draft played out for them, considering the entire season and how that played out for them. So those are my winners from this year's NHL draft. Let me know your winners for this year's NHL draft on the comments on the Jesse Blake Sports Report YouTube channel. While you are there, hit like and subscribe. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but chose to be watching or listening right now, and I appreciate you for that. Good night from Toronto.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.